Now, let's talk about companies. You know, I know you a little bit, right? I know you've been a part of a few companies here and there. You see companies come and go in the network marketing. Back in 2010, people were being denier about the internet, right? But eventually, everybody started to catch on. Maybe around 2011, 12 or something like this, a company called, I forgot the name, TBA or something like that, that came on board, and everybody started spamming everywhere with their deal, right? So now everybody starts to catch on. And when that happens, marketers, you know, obviously they destroy everything, right? So now you've been a part of a few companies. What's your take these days? Okay, it's been about 6-7 years now. What's your take these days on when someone is looking for a company to join or a company to partner with? What are your feelings on companies are still coming and going? How would you want a person, if you want a person to be careful, how would you do it?
You know what? I would tell people, don't chase the money, chase the skill. I think one of the benefits that we had starting out was everything was so new to us that we were impressed with what was happening, that we really invested the time to learn. Right. The problem now is marketing, and unfortunately, and I tell people this all the time, people love to be lied to. They love to be sold on the result, and they want to avoid the process. So they love being told that you can make $1 million overnight just clicking this one button and paying a fee. And then they get pissed when they don't make the money. Because the reality is, when you tell them what they got to do to make the money, they quit and they're on to the next deal looking for the promise of overnight success. Mm. I love the fact that we came in, and I like to call us like a class, right? We're like the class. I don't know, you've been around longer than I have, but we're like the class of 2008.
Yeah.
That's when we really, really got started online. So there's like a group of us that all came in together. We would see each other's videos and we started collaborating in different companies. Mm. But our class was hungry. Our class was very devoted to the learning process.
Right.
Committed to mastering a skill. And so literally now the majority of them are at seven-figure incomes because we spent 12, 13, 14, 15 hours in front of the computer not moving. Because we would go through learning HTML to create a lead capture page. We would lose our blog 10 times and still go ahead and recreate it. We would stay up hours trying to learn SEO. We would shoot our own videos, edit them, make sure we had the keywords, mastering key. Like, we truly wanted to learn the skill.
Right. And
so I think what's happening now is people are very impatient and they're being sold with nickels. They're being sold that you can get overnight results. And they're looking at people who've been around like us for 8, 9, 10 years. And they're saying, I want to do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Not understanding that we have such a PhD in what we do, right? As far as the time and hours, you know, they say it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill. We've probably put in 30,000.
Yeah.
You know, since we've been in this industry, and we eat, drink, and sleep what we do. We're at every conference. We're spending money on courses. You know, I have a library that's probably worth six figures because I spend so much money learning skills and learning stuff. I tell people my computer is worth millions of dollars because of the information on it. When it comes to joining businesses, I tell people, you know, most people want the magic bullet. But if you truly want to become that success story, that one that's in the front of the room or, you know, being interviewed or plastered all over social media and everybody's talking about them, you got to put in your work. You got to master your craft and really know your skill. So look at companies that are going to position you for growth. Most people don't want that. That really is not the sexy answer. People are like, tell me the sexy stuff. Like, what is the secret? Like, okay, you want to know the secret? You know, I got a bunch of big checks sitting in my hallway. So when people come, they're like, man, why did you get these checks? Mm. And it's like, they don't want to know how I really did it. They want me to tell them some kind of Cinderella story. Yeah. Yeah. That the fairy godmother came and gave me out until midnight to do three things. And I did it by midnight. And then the money magically appeared. But I would say, if you're looking at companies now, it's not just about the company. It's about who are you connected to? You know, what is it that they're doing? Yeah, what kind of leaders are you connected to? The relationships that you can build. You know, you are the result of your five closest friends. You know, what circles are you going to be connected to? I think we look at stuff just from a monetary standpoint, but you are the money. You know, the level of value in which you bring to the table will dictate the kind of money you can create. If you are empty with nothing to give, the world is not going to pay you for your emptiness. They're going to pay you for your value. So you have to be in environments that are going to help elevate you to value. Now, can you go out here and join the business and sell some stuff online? Yeah, but guess what? The internet is so freaking noisy. Then how are you going to stand out? Like I told, I did a thing the other day. I'm like, go do Facebook and look at all the ads. And I promise you, if you look at 20 out of 30 ads, they all say the same thing. It's a different picture, a different person, but they all say the same thing. How do you stand out from a crowd is the value you bring. I don't care if you spend $10,000 on a photo shoot, $20,000 on a website. You have a staff of people who you pay ridiculous amounts of money to. If when you get in front of a crowd, nothing you say is going to move that crowd, you will never make any money. So you have to become a person of value, and it will make all the difference in the world.
Available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.